Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and Amir Tzashem, we're going to be finishing off Simon Shin Mem Gimel, which deals with the halachos of a katan on Shabbos, and Amir Tzashem, we will start Simon Shin Dalid Mem. We don't want to say the word Shmad, so we say Shin Dalid Mem, which deals with the halachos if a person is lost and he doesn't know what day of the week it is. He's in the Midbar, for example, on Shabbos. So now let's finish off. We left off Simon Shin Mem Gimel in the middle of the Mishnah Brura, Sif Hey. So we'll pick that up in a moment on Kuf Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis towards the very top. On the words Imatino Tzarech Lekach, but first let's remind ourselves that yesterday we learned that a father is obligated to stop his son, who's a katan, from doing various isurim on Shabbos or eating treifas or things like that. But with the possible exception of eating treifas, other people are not mechuyev to stop a person from doing things. However, the father is obligated, afilu b'dvarim sha'asurim midifrei sofrim. Even if it's only a din d'rabbanan, the father is obligated to stop his child from doing various transgressions. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, again, on the very top line of Kuf Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, middle of Sif Katan Hay, the matinoch tzorich lekach, if a child needs something, kigon shu ktsas chola, he's a little bit sick. So then, mutu loma li ovigilulim, lahachalosam, afilu bedovishu osman atorah. Then, in that situation, you can have a non-Jewish person go and feed him something that's even an isser in the Torah, because in this situation, he is considered a chola shem bosakana, and therefore it is only an isser derabbanan to go and ask the non-Jewish person to do this. And likewise, l'cheinu agim at Pesach, the same thing would apply on Pesach. Shemitzavim li ovigilulim, you're allowed to ask a non-Jewish person, Lisa Hatinok Obeso Ulashko So Chametz, to take the child back to the non-Jewish person's house, or to your house even, and give him Chametz over there. And likewise, if he has to have wine that's not real Avodah Zarah Yayin Nesach, but it's just Stam Yenam, Shamayim Heziklo, for whatever reason he can't have water and he needs to have a beverage, and the only beverage available is wine, you're likewise allowed to Yitzavala Ovi Gilulim Litinlo. You can tell the non-Jewish person to go and give him the wine. Now, if the child is sick, and you can't take him out of your house and bring him to the non-Jewish person's house, as I alluded to a moment ago, you're allowed to give the child chametz even in your house. You're allowed to give him the chametz in your house because it's not your chametz, it's the non-Jewish person's chametz, and even though it's in your house, then over a law in this situation, you're not over having chametz in your possession if it's not your chametz, if it's a non-Jewish person's chametz. Now, the issue footnote number 25 does bring down lechatchila la'achar shehechel anochri es atinok, after the child has been given the food, so we will learn shiyomer lanochri shiyasof es chametz shenisar v'niyikach es elabeso. Don't leave any of the excess chametz around. Let him take it back to his house. However, im lo motza nochri shemuchan lekaches es mashinisho, but the non-Jewish person left already and he's not there, so you're allowed to leave the chametz even in your house, but you should specifically say that you do not wish to acquire it. Normally your house might acquire things for you, but here you should specifically state, I don't want to acquire this chametz, therefore it still belongs to the non-Jewish person, and you're not over ba'al yeirah ve'al yimotzei. Then he says, afilu holech over gilulim lefamim, and even if this is going to be multiple times, you're allowed to ask the non-Jewish person to go and multiple times go and give your child something to drink that would be, let's say, this yayin nesach. But you should be careful not to touch it because you may forget yourself and you may come to drink from it. Where this din is discussed. Furthermore, you should also make sure that in this situation you don't first give him money because it could look like you're purchasing the chametz. You're really giving him the money for the service that he's provided, but you don't want to look like you're actually giving him money to purchase the chametz. And this is brought down in the Magen Avraham and Shar Achronim. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, if the non-Jewish person says, I'm not doing this unless you pay me, so then yochol ha'pticho shi'eshalim lo achri Pesach, then you're certainly allowed to promise him, don't worry, I will pay you after Pesach. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, b'chein osur lahargilo b'chilul Shabbos, you likewise shouldn't get your child used to being mechal Shabbos, umoed and yontif, afilu b'dvarim she'em mishum shvus, even for things that are only midirabbanan. So again, one should certainly not use their children as a Shabbos guy. One should not in any way get them accustomed to being mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah explains in Siv Karton Vav, kigon, for example, shiomer lo havili mafteach, to tell the child, can you bring the keys that I need from the Rishus HaRabim into the house, or from my house into the Rishus HaRabim, or anything like that. And afilu derech karmelis, and even if it's not going to be an issur d'oraisa, even if it's only going to be an issur d'rabbanan, and take it from the house into a karmelis, one should not do this. Now, Dirshu footnote number 29 says, what happens if the child did do a violation of Shabbos, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, are you allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos? So he brings down the Bir Halacha in Simon Shinchov Hey, Shekotin Sh'osa Maisel Tzorcho. If the child did this totally for himself, then on Shabbos, you are allowed to get benefit from his actions. So if the child turned on the light totally for himself, then you would be allowed to get benefit from those actions on Shabbos. But if he did this for a Jewish person, not necessarily you, but he did it for another Jewish person, then it would be forbidden to get benefit from it. And you'd have to wait until Matzi Shabbos, Kidei Shiasu, until the action could have been done on Matzi Shabbos. And turning on a light doesn't take very long, but let's say he cooked something, so you wouldn't be allowed to benefit from that item until you waited that amount of time that it would have taken to cook it yourself, Matzi Shabbos. And Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, it doesn't make a difference whether the child accidentally, let's say, turned on the light, or intentionally turned on the light, or whether he did it for himself, or whether he did it for others. Rav Yashiv says that it's always considered shogig in this situation, because the child doesn't have any specific das to be called a mazid, no matter what. However, he says if he did it on behalf of the father, then he is considered over here like a mazid, and in this situation, you wouldn't be able to get benefit from it. And he says, afilu shakotin adayin lo gil chinuch. This would be true even if the child's a baby. He flipped on the light switch. He has no idea what he's doing. Rabbi Yashiv says you wouldn't be allowed to get any benefit from this. Furthermore, he brings down, if the child was told by his father, turn on the lights in the basement on Friday afternoon before Shabbos starts, and the child was busy playing and he forgot. So now he turns him on Shabbos because he's afraid of his father. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, in this situation, that's called Das Atzmo. His kid's doing it, so he shouldn't get punished. He's afraid of his father. He's not doing it for his father in that situation. Albeit, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Nechshav She'osu Al Das Abi. He says, no, I disagree with Rav Shlomo Zalman. That is considered that he's doing it for the father. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Yesh Omrim, there is a more... Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Yesh Omrim, the Chol Zeh Bekotin, the Lo Yigil L'Chinuch. Here we're talking about a situation where the child has not yet reached the age of Chinuch. In that situation, we don't obligate everybody to stop the child from doing the sin, only the father. However, the Ramah says, Avol Higiel L'Chinuch, if the child is an 8-year-old kid, a 10-year-old kid, and he's reached the age of understanding, Tzrichin L'Afrisho. He brings out from Tosos that everybody then would be obligated to stop the child from doing the Avera, not only the father. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Zayin, Svirulhu, this opinion holds, the Kivan de Gil Lachinach, since the child has reached the age of understanding, Mutal al Kol Odom, Lafrisho Mi Suro, Kumo al Ovid. Not only is the father, but everybody in this situation is obligated to go and stop this child from sinning. We just said in the Mechaber that you don't have to do so. That's talking about B'shalo Higiel L'chinuch. The entire Mechaber, according to this Ramah, is only talking about a child that is a baby. He doesn't understand what's going on. Then, if he's flipping the light on and off, nobody has to stop him, except the father should stop him, but nobody else has to stop him. But in this situation, when it's an 8-year-old kid flipping the light on, then everybody has to stop him. And he says, Ayin l'chai Adam, Shadaito, the opinion of the Chai Adam is, Deli'inyan yisura d'araisa yish l'hach mekidezu. That in regards to transgressions that are a din d'araisa that the child is doing, we should follow the more machmir opinion over here of the Ramah, V'yalkein, and therefore, Im ha'ovi gilulim rotze la'achil l'kot in Yisrael sh'yil l'chinach tovish os mid'araisa, if the non-Jewish person is going and giving him food that is an issa d'araisa to eat, then mutol gam al'achirim limchos b'yodo. Then the din is that everybody should stop him from eating that food. However, if it's only an issur d'rabbanan, ein mutal rak alav, then only the father should go and stop him from eating this food. Only he has an obligation to do so, but other people would not necessarily have an obligation to do so. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'yesh Omrim, now the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot and Ches, Lav Deya Chadoshi, this is not a brand new opinion over here like normally Yesh Omrim is, but Ela Das HaMechaber El, this is going back to what the Mechaber said before. So the Ramah says over here that the Mechaber holds, V'yesh Omrim, Delo Shayach Chinuch LeBezdin Ela Le'av Bilvad. He brings this down in the Beis Yosef actually, the Mechaber writes over there, that the obligation over here is for Chinuch is only on the father and is not on the Beis Din. The Ramah continues and he says, "V'katan shehika es aviv." Rachman al Sanif, a child hit his father, or avar shar averos bekatnusa, or he did any avera when he was a young child. So af apish ein otzorch tshuva kishiyigdal. Technically, the child's a lot of bar das, and the 5-year-old kid hit his father, or he stole something, he grabbed the candy from a store. So technically, he has no obligation to do tshuva. Nevertheless, the Ramah tells us a very important idea. Mikol makom tov lo shiyekabel al atzmo eza dover l'tshuva ulechapara. He should nevertheless undertake some action over here of tshuva and to get a kapara for himself. Avol pi sha'avar kodem shenaseh bar onshin. Even though he did the sin when he wasn't yet obligated and wasn't yet potentially capable of being punished. And the Ramah brings this down from the Piskei Maharai that this is the proper way a person should conduct himself. Even though he wasn't at all held accountable, if he knows he did something wrong, he should do tshuva and try to correct it, even though he may not be obligated to do so. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes further answers and says, Katan Sheganav O Shehizik, if a young child stole something or he did some damage, so then it is appropriate, royally based in Lhakoso Shelo Yargoba. Basin should take action over here. I don't know if they literally mean to hit him or it means just to make sure that he doesn't do this again. Again, corporal punishment is very different today than it was in the time of Chazal, and where it was very prevalent that people would hit other people as a form of behavior improvement. And in any event, so Basin has to make sure that this child doesn't continue to go damage. He constantly goes and breaks windows, so Basin has to make sure that they teach him not to go break windows. Likewise, V'chein Chavola, if he's doing any sort of damage, ubiyosh, or embarrassing, or or any inappropriate interaction between one person and another, if this child is acting improperly, based in Mitzuvim Lafrisho, based in has an obligation to separate this child from that type of behavior, that it shouldn't cause any trouble because this child is acting and misbehaving in a very bad way. But if the item that the child stole, he stole a lollipop and he ate it, so then there's no chiyuv of him to pay for the lollipop. But if the lollipop's still there, he should, of course, give it back. The Chozer Medina, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is the technical, strict, halachic din. However, avo lifnei mishuras hadin, but if a person wants to act on a higher plane, and he wants to do beyond the absolute requirement of the law, so, bein shechava babagufa, whether he damaged somebody with his body, o shehizik o b'mano, or he damaged somebody with money, he caused a financial loss to them, he should pay back this money when he has money of his own to pay back, because bottom line is he caused this person a loss of $100. So when he becomes older, he should go and pay that $100 back, even though technically he may not be mechuyev to do so. And this is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Taz, the Chayyadim, and is also mashma from the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. The issue footnote number 30 adds over here a very similar din applies to a cheresh or a shota, a person who doesn't have halachic status as being a bar das, a person who's mentally deranged, or a person who is incapable of speaking or hearing, which in those days meant that the person was not mentally competent. So if he does an aveira or damage of some sort, and afterwards, Baruch Hashem, he's healed. He becomes a pikeach. He becomes a full-fledged adult, a bar das. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, Bain Sha'avru Averos Shabain Odom Chavero, whether he transgressed between man to man and Avera, or he did it between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also Tov Lahem Shiyakablu Al Atzum Ezadovar L'Tshuva N'Chapar. Likewise, like with the child, it's good for them to go and do an act of tshuva and kapara. With this we conclude Simen Shin Mem Gimel. And now we begin Shin Dalit Men, Shadam, Din HaHolech B'Midbar B'Shabbos. If a person goes into the desert on Shabbos, and as we'll see, he loses track of the days of the week, what should such a person do? Now, the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskel, HaHolech B'Midbar, tells us the same thing applies only also if a person doesn't know the day of the month. He gets lost and he doesn't know, let's say it's Tishrei or Nisan, he doesn't know whether it's Yontif or not, the same type of halacha applies over here as well. So we will now see what that actual halacha is. The Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph, HaHolech B'Midbar. If a person goes out into the desert, there are no calendars, they don't have internet, they don't have any way to know what day it is. The Ein Yodea Masayu Shabbos. They get lost, they get bamboozled in some way, and they don't know, is today Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, is it Shabbos? So what should they do in that situation? Moneh Shivas Yomim, they count 7 days from the day, as we'll see the Mishnah Berurah says, from the day that they don't know what day it is. So that day becomes the first day of the week. And they count 7 days. Miyom Shinosan Elibo Shechachoso, from the day that they don't know what day it is, they count 7 days. Omekadish Hashvi, that seventh day, they sanctify as Shabbos, and they make Kiddush and Havdalah. If they have wine and bread, they make Kiddush and Havdalah, otherwise they do it in their davening. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Aleph, we're talking here, V'uadin, im nishba beinu ovi gilulim. The same thing we reply if you're thrown, Rachmana Lislan, into jail by the Goyim. Rachmanos, some people in concentration camp, people in hiding in the woods. They don't know what day it is necessarily. V'nishkach yom Shabbos mimenu, and they don't know what day is Shabbos. So this is brought down the Yerushalmi, the same halacha applies. However, ach lufamim, in these situations, bazeh yochol levara mecheshbinosam be'ezeh yom chol Shabbos shalonu. If they can figure out from the goyim, they hear the bells from their churches ringing, and they know that it's Sunday, so then they may be able to figure it out. So in that situation, the only difference is you may have an opportunity to figure it out, whereas if you're in the desert and you don't have any way of knowing what day of the week it is, there is no way to figure it out. But the same basic din applies whenever you don't know what day of the week it is, so then this law applies. And you start counting that day as day one, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Beis, wrote Salomon, and the Mechaber was telling us, Miyom Shenofal Beliba was Safik, Masayu Shabbos. The day that you realize, I don't know what day of the week it is, and I therefore don't know what Shabbos is, that day becomes Sunday for you. V'osayom Gufuhu Yom Rishon Leminyan Sheishes Meichol. That day will be the first day of the week, i.e., quote, Sunday for you, and then 7 days after that, on the seventh day, that will be the day that you hold Shabbos. And Sifkot and Gimel, you do Kiddush and Abdullah. Da'inu she'ose Kiddush ala pas v'hayayin kedin. You make regular Kiddush on the wine, and you make the Hamotzi Alecha Mishnah on the bread. This is, of course, assuming that you have it. V'tiknu chachomim ze'elu zikoron. Why did the rabbis institute this? There's only a 1 in 7 chance that you're right. So the rabbis wanted to make sure that you don't forget the din of Shabbos. Shelo tishtakach toras Shabbos mimenu. And therefore, we do this, even though we know that there's a 1 in 7 chance only that we're right. V'meinlo, what happens if he doesn't have wine? He doesn't have bread. After all, the guy is stuck out in the desert. Whatever provisions he has, he may not have brought along wine and bread. So Yekadish Ayideh Tvila, then in the davening that he does, he davens Shemoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number 1 says he davens Musaf as well, if he thinks that it's Shabbos. And in the Friday night davening, he says Vayichulu, and he's Mekadish HaShabbos. The Hot Tvila, who mispal, Shul Shabbos B'yomzeh. He davens the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and he's Mekadish Shabbos in the Shemoneh Esrei. And this is as brought down, Kamosha Kosav Prima Godim. Furthermore, the Yotze Bezeh Midaraisa, he fulfills the obligation to be Mekadish the Shabbos, Daraisa, by doing this, Apilu Mayom Hu B'yem Shabbos. And this is true, even if he really, quote, guessed right, and it really is Shabbos, so he fulfills his obligation on the Daraisa level, as we've already explained, Kabur Le'el B'simen Reisha Yinalep B'mishnah Berurah Ayin Sham. Now, furthermore, Begam Yavdu B'tfila, he should also do the Havdalah on the Matzei Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei in Marav. He should say Shomer Atuchon Antanu, which also is the best that he can do. He doesn't have wine to make Havdalah, he doesn't have Chamar Medina to make Havdalah. The Yotzi Bazeh Aideh Adchak Mitzvah Sadalah, and he fulfills the obligation to do Havdalah in this fashion as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im Yeishlo Mimalis Parnes, if the guy has food, he has enough provisions that he doesn't have to go and do any sort of an avoda that would be an issa to do on Shabbos, Asulo Lasos Melocha, Klal. He's not allowed to do any Isurim, Daraisa, or Darabbanan over here, Achiichle Mashieshlo, until he runs out of food, and only then, Boz Yasem Melocha B'choyom. Then he's allowed to do work that's needed for Parnosa, that's Pikuach Nefashos at that point in time, and he's allowed to do that on any of the weekdays that he's calling weekdays, and he's even allowed to do such work on Shabbos because it's Pikuach Nefashos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Dalet, Hainu Afilu Ein Lo Kiim Lechem B'yama. He's not allowed to do any work, even if he only has bread. Well, he wants to get something else. No, as long as you have bread and you're going to survive, you're not allowed to do any work. Shuv Os Lasus Melocha Eitzel B'nei Shiara. We're assuming here he's with other people on the caravan and they're doing work, so he's not allowed to do any other work, listakir bishvul tavshil, in order that he'll be able to have more money and be able to buy additional food. Da'lo ein kam pikuach nefashos, because he has bread over here and there's no pikuach nefesh situation, and therefore he's not allowed to go and do anything else in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay tells us, even if he has the Hainu Mikasu Sheshlo, he has other money, so he's not allowed to do any work as long as he has any money. O Shiuchalim Kor Ezechavitz, or he can sell something that he has, sell his possessions, so he's not allowed to do work, because maybe it's Suffolk Shabbos. O Shiuchalahasig Ba'akofa, or he could borrow from them, Bibnei Ashiar, from the other people in the caravan, Ashiagila Mokam Yishav, until they get out of their bind, so then he has to do so. Or Obimatonami Yeshlo, or they could give it to him voluntarily. In all of these situations where he is not going to starve, so then he's not allowed to do any work. Asulo, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Vav, he's not allowed to do any work. Wrote to Lomar, Afilu b'chol sheishes yomim, he's not allowed to do work on any of the days of the week, not only on Shabbos. Daha kol yom hu safik Shabbos, because in fact every day is really a safik Shabbos. The Afal gav derov hayom hu meichol, even though 6 of the 7 days are weekdays, nevertheless ze mikre kavua, this is called set. Daha yom Shabbos min kala kolu, because Shabbos is a set day over here, and therefore even though he doesn't know it, it may be set for other people, and therefore you are not allowed to go and do this, except as the Mechaber says, Kidei Parnasoso, mitzumtzemes. When you are allowed to do work, you're only allowed to do that work that you absolutely need in order to be mefinis yourself. And in Yitz Hashem, we will do this Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Zayin, and a couple of interesting Bir Halachos and Dirshu footnotes in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.